Greetings, my lord, my lady. Ioannis Antonius Scopoli, a mining doctor, at your service. Oh, yes, these places are beautiful indeed. What brings thee to Idria? Idria has changed in almost 300 years since I worked here. I researched it far and wide and named numerous plants from Carniola, from the wider Idria area. Today, there is no Carniola, but in my time, it used to be the area of today's Gorensko, Dolensko, Notransko, and parts of Primorsko. I may make a mistake again, but now you know that with Carniola, I also mean the wider Idria area. As a man of science, I am urged to compare how they explore and think about the world today. In order to be able to present Idria and its sites, I had to read and learn a lot, as the store of knowledge regarding Idria and general geological science has advanced tremendously from my time to this day. But already in my time, we laid a good course for researchers and new findings. You call us enlightened. Perhaps because we wanted to show people the world in a new light. Who would know? Let me accompany you through the exhibition. I hear it is about Earth, how restless its interior is, and how our surroundings change as a result. Nevertheless, people, animals, and plants had to get used to it through millennia. Please, after you. I do wonder if any of the great findings of my time are still true today.